Can we hear from the trumpet section? Buddy Childers, is Buddy Childers here? Buddy, you won't take long to get up here, will you? He'll tell you how many years and what wonderful nights they spent on the bandstands of America, entertaining, broadcasting coast to coast. Those wonderful one-night stands, which we're reliving for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, Buddy Childers. The shoeless Buddy Childers.
Hi there. I remember a lot of things that happened a long time ago. It's more recently that I have some problems with. But I do recall in 1946 when Milt joined the band, and the Kenton band that was. There were a lot of other bands that he was involved in. But I remember when he joined the band, and right, I think it was the same place that he joined the band. We were hanging out getting acquainted. We walked down the street, turned a corner, and there was a record store. And we went in to the record store. Now I saw Milt do a lot of wonderful right things and a few things that weren't quite so bright. Well, he met his first wife in that record store, and he was insisting. I said, Milt, don't do that. Don't do that, Milt, it's not right. No, well, eventually it worked out. That's the same thing happened to me. Only no record stores were involved. But Milt was just absolutely marvelous. He had a great sense of humor. He had chops up, chops galore, and sorry about that. I wish I had some stories like Van had, because they were just absolutely wonderful. And I do have a few, but I'm not going to repeat any of those. The years that I was fortunate enough to know Milt and spend with him, the times we had in England were especially wonderful. And one talent that Milt did have, he could remember all of these different occasions that happened. However, every time he remembered it, he remembered it slightly differently. It was polished just a bit. Until finally, after the fourth or fifth or seventh or tenth time he told it, the only thing that made it recognizable was the date and the people involved sometimes. But he was wonderful. He had a big heart. He was just, the mold has been thrown away, because when we came out to California, here's this great trombone player, and the first thing he did was he enrolled in a radio announcer's school. Did anybody here know about that, that he was a graduate of a radio announcer's school? And he was going to have this big career as a radio announcer. He hadn't even started his career as a trombonist yet. But he finally wound up doing what he should do, and he became one of the top trombonists in the, not just in town, but in the world, and one of the top people that I've ever known in my life. Here's to you, Milt.